This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Anna again. It's Friday night action. The Anna Rockets go out of the Shelby County League and take on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers from the Northwest Central Conference. The Lehman Catholic playing perhaps his best basketball of the season, having won four of its last five. A recent win over Mississinewa Valley. According to head coach Tim Gleason, the Cavs' perhaps best contest of the entire season. It's a team that played Springfield Catholic to a three-point game on the road, Minster to a six-point game on the road, hung with Sydney, trailed by 10 with 7 minutes left. Poor start to the campaign, though, for Lehman Catholic, which will be without Elliot Gilardi due to internal matters for tonight's game. Likewise, Austin Fote misses the game for Anna again because of internal issues. Anna Rockets have had some great quarters, some outstanding halves this year, Chuck. In fact, we saw Anna play a terrific game for four periods against Minster, which Anna team will show up tonight, the one that plays almost four quarters or the one that plays not quite three quarters and gets beat in a close call?
Well, they got to hope. I mean, I think what they're going to see tonight, and they're going to have to guard against it because they can't afford to take Lehman lightly. But it's really hard for kids not to look and see what a team has and then go from there. But their last outing, they didn't play, and boy, then in about the last 2 minutes, they came on like gangbusters and came about a half a second away from a half-court shot by Bixler to winning the game by a point against Rushi. But that dropped them to two losses in the league, and that put them in third place now in the Shelby County League.
It's a big game, I think, for the Anna Rockets because the home club has got to get its mojo back.
Yeah, I mean, they can't come out here and afford to coast. Right. They need to come out. They need to play hard. I see Cathcart is not playing tonight. He's got the warm-up top on, but he's in street pants. So unless he changed religions on me, I don't think he's playing tonight. But, you know, they still should have enough firepower to handle Lehman. They just have to come out and play hard. Just like they need to play this like they're playing a league game.
Yeah, I made the comment to someone today in talking about Upper Miami Valley High School basketball. It's almost unpredictable. Case in point, Anna has beaten Fort Loramie and Marion Local. Marion Local and Fort Loramie both blew out St. Henry. St. Henry had Anna down by 13 with 2 minutes to go. St. Henry beat Anna. It's impossible to figure all that out. It's due to matchups, energy levels at the start of the game, energy levels for the remaining 8 minutes in the fourth quarter, and how well you shoot the ball from behind the arc. But you just can't forecast from night to night. You compare common opponents, and it's a no-no. You'll go crazy.
No, you can't compare. I mean, you're right. A lot of the times, it's just matchups. Obviously, Rushi matches up really well with Anna, but they didn't match up well with Fort Loramie.
Right.
But Anna matched up well with Fort Loramie. So, but tonight, they can't look at this like a Saturday night non-league game. They need to come out. They need to start right now to get to play hard from the opening tap to the end of the game. As a unit, they have as much talent as anybody in the area. I mean, they came right down to the wire and almost beat Versailles, who is an outstanding basketball team.
Wyatt Bensman for the Anna Rockets. When he's on, he's as good as anybody in the area. The teams that have guarded him well have done it with length.
Right.
It's going to be very interesting to see how Lehman Catholic defends him. Nate Barhorst wants to get him going for the Rockets early on. He had a pretty good first quarter against Rushi. And then Daniel Kearns did a nice defensive job on Wyatt Benjamin, kept him from getting the ball, and Rushi let others shoot, kept Benjamin from getting it and shooting it. That will be the task facing Lehman defensively tonight if Wyatt Benjamin gets 21, 22 points, 4 or 5 points above his per-game average. It's probably see you later.
Right. I mean, I would assume they're going to come out and play man. And someone who's athletic enough with length to guard him, I would think, would be Cameron Lee.
Right.
Because he's an outstanding athlete. But, we have not seen Lehman, so I don't want to pretend I know a lot about him. I don't know if they play zone. I don't know if they play man. But I'm looking forward to getting a look at them. Like you said, they are playing better. It's going to hurt them not having Gilardi tonight.
Yeah.
They did pick up Seth Rowe from – he played at Anna. He's a junior, an outstanding baseball player, and I think that he just didn't want to start his Lehman career tonight in the Anna gym where he had played his games. But he's going to give them some help. On the inside especially.
Well, Cameron Lee is nearly 16 points a game. He suffered a dislocated shoulder late in the regular season for the Lehman Catholic football team. In fact, it was in the Cavaliers' very final game, the Delphi St. John's playoff game. That dislocated shoulder has a few times subluxed. It's popped out on him, but he's been given a clean bill of health. He can't hurt it any worse. He just has to endure a little discomfort and get it popped back in if it does pop out. But he is quite an athlete for Lehman Catholic. 6'3 senior, plays like he's 6'5 or 6'6. And I'm anxious to watch how Anna defends Cameron Lee. With Elliot Gilardi gone, there's your point guard, a solid defender for Lehman Catholic. 8.5 points a game scoring as well. That will be missed. Coming off his very best game of the year for Lehman Catholic, his 6'4 junior, Connor O'Leary. As I mentioned, Lehman Catholic has performed quite well against very good athletic teams this season. Minster on the road, Springfield Catholic on the road. The game against Sydney, Lehman was competitive for three quarters. Lehman's on a little bit of a surge right now. Again, you've got to keep it in perspective. Lehman's schedule is clearly not as stout as Anna's, but three straight triumphs, 4 wins in the last 5 for Lehman, victories over Hardin Northern, Houston, 76-67 at Ridgemont and against Mississinewa Valley on January 20th. According to head coach Tim Gleason, that was Lehman's best game of the year. Tim, by the way, is a UD graduate, a Lehman Catholic graduate. It's his third year as the Lehman varsity head coach. He'd been in the system 14 or 15 years coaching. In fact, he coached in the fifth grade the current juniors
right.
On this Lehman team right now.
Well, and that is something that Lehman needs. They have had a revolving coaching door
yep.
for the last few years. And to get somebody that's going to stick around for a while, implement his style, take it down to the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grades.
Right.
That's how you build your program. So they need him to stick around and be consistent.
And so it's Anna 13-4, 7-2 in the Shelby County League, although obviously this is not a county league game tonight. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers are 6-9 overall, 3-2 in the Northwest Central Conference. Good crowd on hand for this Friday night non-league tilt for the two teams. Shelby County League is active this evening. We'll go over those three pairs of games taking place. Of course, one of interest is Fort Loramie playing Houston. When we do get scores, we'll pass them along to you. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna for the second time this week. In fact, for the second time in about 10 or 12 days, we are here at the Anna Gym. Starting lineups in the tip-off in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Chuck, you mentioned Joel Cathcart. He suffered a lower leg injury very late in the game against Rushi here on Tuesday. And as you observed, he is in what, street clothes down below to the left?
Yeah, without Cathcart, without Folk, they're going to have to go a little deeper on the bench, and they're not going to have the rotation that they're used to. Sometimes that could be a problem.
Exactly. Starting five for the visiting Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Cameron Lee at a forward, nearly 16 points, 10 rebounds a game. He is a 6'3 senior, plays taller than that. Preston Rogers, 5'11 senior at guard for Lehman Catholic. Logan Bunker is in the middle. Logan is a wide body. He's a 6'3" junior. Connor O'Leary, coming off a very good game against Mississinewa Valley, starts up front. He's a 6'4" junior. And Bryce Kennedy, a 6'1" junior, is at a forward guard spot. For the Anna Rockets, the opening five is as follows. Riley Hulskamp at guard, 165-pound, 5'10", sophomore. Griffin Dosick, 6'4", 185, a junior, 10.5 points a game. Mason Platfoot, 6-footer, a senior, averaging at 7.5 points a game. Drew Brodman in the middle, 6'4", 205, a senior, averaging 6 points a game. And Wyatt Benjamin rounds out the starting five, nearly 18 points a game for Wyatt. 6'2", 180-pound, 12th grader. As we mentioned, a Lehman Catholic victorious on Tuesday, the night that Anna was beating Marushi here. A Lehman beat Mississinewa 61-52. Cameron Lee had 18 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals. Preston Rogers had 15 points, 4 assists. Connor O'Leary, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. Brendan O'Leary had 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And Bryce Kennedy had 4 assists and 3 steals. Those are the reasons why head coach Tim Gleason said that was the Cavaliers' best performance of the year. Opening tip to start the game is won by Anna. Rockets played a pretty good first quarter on Tuesday against Rushi, then took a nosedive for 2.5 periods before trying to wake up midway through the fourth. And here's a pass into the right corner by Anna. It's thrown to Dosik. Dosik darts along the baseline, and I think he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, they came out 2-3 zone, and Anna didn't recognize right away. That was caused their first turnover.
Well, if you know anything about the Anna Rushi game on Tuesday and you come in here to play Anna tonight, you're going to make sure the Rockets see at least some zone defense.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm sure they scouted that game or at least saw some film.
Lehman, forecourt left, and Anna plays pretty good defense. Tips the ball away off a Cavalier last, and it goes out of bounds. Lehman in the road blue, top to bottom. Gold numbers, gold stripes down the side to the shorts. Anna wears the home club white, green numerals, and green Rockets right across the chest. And going right to the post on this possession is Anna into Griffin Dosik, who turns, muscles one up from 7 feet away, and he's chopped on the arm. He's got 2 free throws coming. He swishes, and Anna's on the board first at 1-0. I'd like to remind you that at the Troy Frisch's on Mondays in the month of February, children eat free from 5 to 8. That's at the Troy Frisch's, Mondays in February. Children eat free 5 to 8. Griffin Dosik, second free throw is short. No good rebound by Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers bring it up into the forecourt. Top of the circle, 25 feet away, it's Kennedy. Off into the left corner to Cameron Lee. He fakes the 3, shoots a lengthy 2 ball. Off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound knocked away. Brodman to Benzman for Anna. He streaks down the floor, gives it up. Then goes to Brodman, high post. Back to Wyatt to Hulskamp. Left corner, Platfoot. Rockets missing Joel Cathcart, shaken up against Rushi on Tuesday, and still out for internal reasons is Austin Foate. He was a fine bench performer earlier in the year. Brodman is hemmed in the left corner, goes to Benzman at the short corner, then it's rotated back out high to Platfoot, who guns a triple, off to the left, no good, rebound of Lehman.
Good ball movement that time. What they don't want to do against a zone is just contend, get down, throw 2 passes, and settle for a 3.
Preston Rogers up the floor for Lehman, deep right corner Cameron Lee, here's a step back triple, look out, he buries it. Beautiful looking shot by Cameron Lee, 3-1 Lehman. Benzman cross court on the play to Platfoot, 25 feet out, near side pass to Hulskamp. Hulskamp gives it up into the post to Brodman. They go opposite to Benzman, nobody on him. He missed the shot from trifecta land, a little lengthy. Rebound down to Lehman. Good start for the Cavaliers, holding Anna without a field goal for the first 2:20. Here is Preston Rogers, right side of the floor for Lehman. Poked away by Anna, got right back though by Cameron Lee. He starts to drive. Good maneuver against Blackfoot, and a twirling 12-foot turnaround. Circles the rim 3 times and comes out. Tough break for Lee. Here's Anna down the floor to Benzman. Benzman steers his way into the lane around a Lehman player. Makes the shot. Whistle blew on the drive. No goal. Out of bounds to Lehman below the rim to the right. 5:28 left in the first quarter. 1 bucket from the floor made in this game so far. That a triple by Cameron Lee. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Anna checks up a 3 on the inbounds pass and misses from the far left corner. Lehman's got the board. Here come the Cavaliers down the floor in the right corner. It is Preston Rogers, out of Bryce Kennedy. He goes cross court, broken up by Anna, stolen by Dosik. Here come the Rockets without a field goal in the first 3 minutes. Benzman hustles down the floor. flips it to Hilskamp. Short corner goes to Bixler, who's in now. Bart off the bench, and he hits the cutter. Dosik, who powers to the rim, and he is met solidly from behind, fouled over the shoulder while releasing the ball, and he earns two. Mark Bixler in there for Anichuk, probably to help his team attack the zone defense being employed by Layman Catholic.
Right, they took Brodman out. They went a little bit smaller.
Free throw by Dosik, up and in.
They truly only got six kids tonight.
Second shot short, wouldn't have counted anyway. Dosik over the line on the free throw. I think that's twice now in the past few weeks we've seen that happen to him. 4:49 left opening quarter. Dosik in backcourt along with Bixler. They're putting on some pressure. Here's the ball lost on the play by Kennedy, picked up by Hilskamp. Hilskamp dives into the lane, goes to Benzman low on the left. On the arc to Bixler, shot fake, baseline left to runner, off to the right, no good. Rebound yanked down to Cameron Lee of Layman Catholic. Lee gives it up the floor to Rogers. Rogers sets and shoots a long, high-arching three, short, no good. Rebound Anna, long heave down the floor to Hilskamp, reverse layup, no. Rebound Cameron Lee for Layman. Hilskamp comes up from behind, knocks it free. Layman gets it back, though. Right now, no flow to this game at all. 3-2, Layman. Make it 5-2, Layman. As they go inside to Bunker, he turns and banks it in from 8 feet. Good move. 3:56 left, opening quarter. Anna performing tonight, Chuck, like it did most of the game against Rushi, a little sluggish. Ball rotated out high to Hilskamp. 3:44 to go first quarter. 5-2 Layman. Near side Bixler. Zone defense employed to Layman. It's giving Anna some difficulty. Rockets go cross court, then out high to Bixler. Short corner, baseline left to Benzman, who goes opposite to Dosik, who works his way in and scores.
Good patience that time.
Yep. Eventually, gradually, Anna got the ball in tight. Dosik finished. 5-4, Layman up a point. 3:15 left opening quarter. Here come the Cavaliers on the hurry up down the floor. Driving into the lane. Short runner missed on the play, but Kennedy comes down to Anna's Bixler. And Bixler takes it 50 feet. Look at him go all the way to the basket for two. And a foul called against Layman. Count the goal. Good move by Bixler. He was inserted by head coach Nate Barhorst to give some fuel to this Anna offense. And right away, he fired it up. Foul called against Layman on the main shot by Bixler, who dribbled it more than half the length of the floor. 6-5, Anna, 3:04 left, opening period. Free one by Bixler on the way, swish. 7-5 Rockets. Bixler, the young man who drained the 50-footer about a half a second late on Tuesday. Rushi led Anna by two. Bixler's three ball was just a millisecond late, didn't count, or Anna would have won the game. Layman counters, long three. Cameron Lee once more, right,
yeah,
Chuck?
Yep, he buried that one. He's got nice form.
He sure does. Here's Anna attacking. They go to Benzman into the post. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Layman claws it loose. Cavaliers down the floor in a hurry. Stolen by Benzman. And then it goes out of bounds off whom?
Well, he tried to throw it off the Layman player, but it hit the wall and then hit the Layman player, which meant it was out of bounds before it hit him.
2 minutes, 33 seconds left here in the first quarter. We have been impressed by Cameron Lee. 16 points a game. He's off to a great start. Another three by him off to the left. It clanged off the orange. Rebound in the right corner to Flatfoot. Outlet to Hilskamp. Hilskamp zips down the floor. No look pass to Bixler in the corner. On top to Flatfoot, who airs out a three ball and drills it. 10-8 Anna, 2:12 left opening quarter. Flatfoot fires in the trifecta. Here come the Cavaliers in backcourt. Preston Rogers over the timeline. Flares off into the right corner. Dribble drive against Hilskamp. Turnaround jumper, no good off the flange. Good rebound, left corner though by Layman. Brendan O'Leary in off the bench, a 5'10 sophomore. Let's go a long three, big time launch, missed it hard. Anna explodes down the floor. Benzman coming in from the left flank. No good off the backboard. Rebound Bixler out high.
hits a man low in the left. Brodman, who lays it in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bart Bixler makes this team go.
He has been the answer here for sure the last 3 minutes of the first quarter. Minute 20 left, 12-8 Anna. Lehman Catholic out high on the right. Brendan Leary goes baseline. Oh, good pass. Low on the left to Cameron Lee, who twists and turns and banks it in from 5 feet. Great pocket pass by Lehman's Brendan O'Leary. 12-10, Anna in the lead with two. A minute to go, opening quarter. Far right side, Bixler. Right corner, Hulskamp. They go short corner, Brodman. Back to Hulskamp. Ball high over his head. He floats it cross-court to Flatfoot. A long, high archer. No good off the back brace. Big-time rebound way back out to Hulskamp. He fires a three ball and count that one.
15. And again, that was Bart Bixler went in there and skied to get the offensive rebound.
Oh, he does a little bit of everything. 15-10, Anna up five. 33 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna didn't score a field goal for the first 3 minutes, but has pumped home 14 points since. Outside the arc on the left, it's Preston Rogers to Lee. Lee straight away. Line drive three. Hits the heel. Kicks out to Benjamin. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Benjamin dribbles up the court. Stolen by Bryce Kennedy. Here's a great no-look by Kennedy. He didn't look at the rim. Looked at a receiver, a teammate. And that drew Anna's defense away. He scored the deuce. And then Lehman came up the floor. Coughed up the ball while attacking. And Lehman recovered it as the first quarter closed out. That last field goal by Lehman, or the one before the drive, did count to make it 15-12.
15-12 at the quarter, yep.
In favor of Annaba 3 at the end of one here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And don't forget about Frisch's. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
I think tonight it would be their vegetable soup.
Ooh, that would be tasty. Yep, on a cold night like this evening, the hot vegetable soup at Frisch's would be outstanding. Hey, try those dinner baskets at Frisch's. Fairly new, very good. Dinner baskets at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. An array of fine food. New things on the menu, such as meatloaf.
Ooh.
At Frisch's.
You're making me hungry. I didn't have dinner.
Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Don't forget, kids eat free Mondays in February, 5 to 8, at Frisch's in Troy. There's Lehman Catholic starting out the second quarter. Ball fumbled in the lane. Alertly picked up by Bunker, who banks home an 8-footer. 15-14, Annaba 1. First 20 seconds of the second period. Bixler still on the floor for the Rockets. Gives it up to Hulskamp. It goes short corner to Brodman. Out back to Benjamin. Baseline right. Three blue shirts gravitate toward him. Benjamin gave it up, got it back, and lobs in the middle to Dosek. It is broken up and stolen very neatly by Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers hanging tough. A minute gone here in the second quarter. 15-14 Anna.
Well, the zone's giving them problems, and that's because you're right. Three people are running at the ball, and then Anna's not doing a good job of finding the open man.
Here is Bryce Kennedy in the right corner on a weave. Out back to Brendan O'Leary. Near side to John Cinciola. Cinciola, my mistake. Accent in the wrong syllable. 5'6 junior. Here's a missed shot in the lane, but Bunker. Anna got the long rebound, and scooting the other way goes Benzman. Outstanding drive by Wyatt.
Now, he had a bad first quarter. I'm going to say that out loud, but that was a nice drive to the basket.
17-14 in favor of Annaba 3. Outside the arc on the left, it is Ryan Schmidt, who's in now, 6'2 senior. Between the rings, Brendan O'Leary, who checks out Anna defensively. 6:22 to go in the first. Little pick and roll with Bunker. The pass goes astray, picked off by Benjamin. Benjamin dashing down the floor on the run, all the way to the rack. He's got it. I think Wyatt was listening to Chuck McBee.
And here, I'm just trying to pump him up a little bit.
And here he comes. He's fired up big time now. Two quick hoops by Benjamin, lifting Anna to a 19-14 spread. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Here's a wraparound pass out high by O'Leary for Bunker. Stolen by Anna. Cherry picking the other way. Uhlstedt gets the gimme. Claymont Catholic may need a timeout.
Boy, I would have called one there.
Yeah, Anna exploding for six straight
points.
That's
why.
Here's a steal by Uhlstedt. He lays it in. And Lehman gets a timeout eventually, maybe a bucket or two too late, because Anna has spurted, and the Rockets are ahead by nine. 5:42 to go, second quarter. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, this game has gone from 15-12 Anna to 23-14 Anna. The Rockets can score points in a hurry in bunches. They may look bad for 3 or 4 minutes, but then in the next minute or two, the Rockets can drop in 5 or 6 hoops on you right away. That's what's happened to Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers ball down to her left, 5:37 remaining in quarter number two. Good inbounds to Cameron Lee, low on the right, and he puts it up off the glass, around the rim and through. It rolled down through the ropes. Cameron Lee off to a hot start for Lehman.
Well, and Anna's run was predicated by their defense. Their defense got the offense going.
It sure did. Cross-court pass, Bixler. He's got it for Anna. He jettisons up a long three.
Nice.
Off the back rim, no good. Rebound Benjamin, who drops it down inside to Dosik for the shot from point-blank range.
That is heads-up basketball right there.
25-16. Anna back up the nine. Ball rotated, head of the key for Lehman. He goes to Preston Rogers, right side to Brendan O'Leary. Ball thrown to the cutter, down the lane, Cameron Lee, knocked away by Anna. Lehman gets it back. Long, high arching floater from three-point land by Brendan O'Leary, way short. Rebound punched out by Anna, or I should say the Lehman, and Anna will bring it down, trying to stretch out further this 9-point lead. Chuck, it seemed like just a moment ago, Lehman Catholic was right in the thick of this, just a possession down, and the Rockets have exploded, leading by nine.
9-point leads for Anna, especially against Russia, have not been a good number for them.
You're right. Here is Anna with the ball in the left corner. Brodman goes opposite, bounce pass underneath the rim along the baseline, and it hit the stripe out of bounds. Lehman possession. Cameron Lee does a little bit of everything. He's down to a right inbounding against Anna's pressure. It's off the fingertips of a Lehman player, picked off by Benjamin. Here's Benjamin zipping right down the gut of the Lehman defense, fouled at the rim, and Wyatt comes away with a hobble.
I don't know if he twisted an ankle or if he came down flat-footed, because he looks like he's trying to walk it off.
Yeah, he's going to have to check to the sideline for perhaps at minimum a tape job. Not a shooting foul, common. Is that right? Scoreboard says zero team fouls on Anna. Is that correct?
They're clean as heck.
Five on Lehman. Ball lobbed in, out back to Bixler. Bixler, Uhlstedt, Dosik, Rodman, Platfoot, Benzman on the bench. No Cathcart tonight, out injured. No Foat again this evening. So Anna is a little leaner than normal, especially so now with Benjamin out nursing a small foot injury. Here's a bad pass by Anna, stolen by Lehman, and then the Cavs throw it away. And here's a drive by Juleskamp. He barrels down the middle, missed it hard. Rebound is slapped out of bounds by Lehman. It will be Anna's ball in.
Well, they've had to go to the bench now to Elliot Carter, who plays a lot of JV. He's a really good JV basketball player. He's going to have to play some varsity now.
Yep, we'll hear a lot from him. Carter Elliott is a 6'3" junior, and and we might see him heavily come tournament time. He'll factor in for head coach Nate Barhorse next year for certain.
Right, yeah, he definitely going to have to play tonight. They're running out of bodies.
Down below to the right, turnover Anna, and Lehman Kaplan gets it back. 3:49 to go here in the first half. Steal in backcourt by Bixler to Juleskamp. He finishes at the rim.
Boy, Bixler just picked him clean.
And the pressure by Anna,
he just did it again,
is giving Lehman Catholic fits. And that's an understatement. The quickness of Anna.
You've got two outstanding defenders in the backcourt with Bixler and Juleskamp.
And Lehman is tied up in knots right now. Here is Lehman finally beating pressure. And then out of nowhere comes Dosik to block Cameron Lee. Loose ball on top of the circle. Lehman gets it and throws it away into the Anna bench. And this is getting away from the Cavaliers right now. 27-16 Anna, 3:29 left here in the opening quarter. Rockets in the home white, Lehman Catholic in the shiny blue, gold stripes down the sides of the uniforms. Anna in the black sneakers, Lehman Catholic in the white tennis shoes. Between the rings, motioning is Juleskamp for Anna. Riley Juleskamp's gotten better and better as this season has progressed.
Absolutely. He's always been a good defender.
At the elbow on the left, he bounces into Dosik. A turnaround half-hook shot, an eight-footer goes down. Nice look, but Dosik, he was well defended and still managed to pop it home. And the lead now for Anna is 13, 29-16. Lehman hustling up the floor. Anna knocks it out of bounds. Head coach Tim Gleason of Lehman down below barking out instructions. Lehman inbounding low on the left. Good feed to Bunker. He got it. Point blank range and nails the shot.
Did Michael Bunker, didn't he play basketball at one point?
Sure.
I mean, he's a great big kid.
Yeah, he's 2 or 3 inches bigger than Logan. Long three-pointer, Anna. Short of the mark, no good. Anna over the back on the rebound.
Hey, they got their first foul.
Surprised we don't get a Bronx cheer from the Lehman faithful.
You did a little bit.
Five team fouls on Lehman. Now one on Anna with 2:47 left to go in the second quarter. Anna 29, Lehman 18. Ball inbounded. Preston Rogers in backcourt for the Cavaliers. Picked up by Juleskamp. Here comes the double team. Bixler puts on the sandwich. It goes to Kennedy out of trouble. Now to Lee 25 feet away. Look at him, Jack. That's a long one. It hit the heel. And lo and behold, Cameron Lee gets the rebound. Shoots it again. 27-footer and drills it. Cameron Lee from way outside. That was out in Route 119 somewhere. Here's an off-balance drive. Suspending himself is Bart Bixler. Up and in for two more. Bixler counters for Anna. Bart Bixler, Chuck, probably working on a Clancy's right now.
Every game when he's warming up, he's got my attention anyway.
31-21, Anna by 10. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Bryce Kennedy. Right side throw, Brendan O'Leary. Hooks a pass down inside. A twisting seven-footer by Connor O'Leary is in. The 6'4 junior pumps it home. Timeout, Anna. A minute 50 left, second quarter. Rockets up 8 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hey, I'd like to tell you that Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, is the newest way to send money easily, quickly, and securely to just about anybody in the United States. Take advantage of Zelle at U.S. Bank. Money moves directly from account to account with no stops in between. And best of all, Zelle is always free for U.S. Bank customers. You can share expenses with roommates, settle up quickly with friends for lunch, coffee, or a night out. Send the gift of money. Try Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, today in the U.S. Bank mobile app or online banking. That's Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. Send money to a person with U.S. Bank online and mobile banking. It's called Zelle. Minute 20 left to go here in the second quarter. Anna with a possession, up 8. Here's Blackfoot outside the arc, now inside the arc. A runner, no good. Strong rebound, Brodman. Missed it. Brodman again, sticks it back up and in. Good effort, Brodman on the interior. 10-point lead, Lehman, a minute to go. Or I should say Anna in front. 55 seconds remaining now in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner, Brendan O'Leary has the ball for Lehman. Feeds out on top to a cutter, who darts down the right side of the lane. Splendid effort by Bryce Kennedy, who took it all the way to the cup, up and in. 33-25, 8-point lead for Anna, which gets hemmed in below the basket. It's Brodman, blue shirts all around him. He coughs up the ball, out of bounds. Lehman's got it, down 8. Just over a half minute to play second quarter. This would be a nice finish for the Cavaliers if they could trim it to 5 or 6. At the end of the period. And here is a carry, though, by Lehman.
They called it over and back, and I don't think that's the correct call.
That was whistled against Bryce Kennedy, and I think that was an error. Maybe a palm. I didn't see.
No, they called over and back.
Yeah, I didn't see either one. Didn't see either one, really. 28 seconds to go, second quarter. And up 8 with the ball. No Wyatt Benjamin, out with a lower leg injury. We'll try to get an update for you at the halftime break. 19 seconds left in the half. Deep in the right corner, Hulskamp. Short corner, Dosik. Down inside, Brodman. Jabbed away and stolen by Lehman. Here's a long feed down the floor. Driving to the rim, bunker. Blocked by Anna. 6 seconds left. Hulskamp hits Dosik. Baseline left. Blocked by Lehman. And that's how the half ends. 33-25, Anna. Spirited play by Lehman down the stretch here in the second quarter kept Anna from leading by a dozen or so here after two quarters. 33-25 Anna at halftime on scores.gas.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Degman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Degman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Rockets 33, Cavaliers 25. Anna leads Lehman Catholic in an inter-conference game here tonight. Of course, Anna competes in the Shelby County League, Lehman Catholic in the Northwest Central Conference. Other games in the Shelby County League tonight. Botkins is on the road at Rushi. Fairlawn is at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie is at Houston. And as we have noted already earlier this evening, Fort Loramie and Rushi all with one loss, tied for first in the loss column in the Shelby County League. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, by the way, in the Northwest Central Conference, have fared pretty well so far this season, having won three of five games. It is a competitive league in basketball. Lehman 6-9 overall. Losses to Riverside in the league, to a very good Marion Elgin team in the league, and also a wins in the conference against the likes of Waynesfield Goshen, Hardin Northern, and Ridgemont. Now, Lehman, of course, continued this year playing in the Piqua High School Holiday Tournament and lost twice to Piqua by 11 and to Covington by 1. As we noted earlier, in addition to that one-point loss to Covington, Lehman was beaten by Springfield Catholic away by 3, Minster away by 6. So Lehman has been competitive against some strong opponents this year. Lehman did lose to Jackson Center by 9, defeated Houston by 9, by the way. The Sydney final spread was 69-44. That game was much closer. It was 10 or 11 points with about 9 or 10 minutes to go. Our halftime report tonight here at Anna, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 8-point lead Rockets at the break, Chuck.
Well, Anna's got a 16-12 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. 9 turnovers for the Rockets, 11 for the Cavaliers. Lehman has not gone to the free throw line in the first half. Anna was 3 of 5. Individual scoring for the Cavaliers. Cameron Lee, 13, 6 from Logan Bunker. They got 4 from Preston Rogers and 2 from Connor O'Leary. They scored 12 and 13, 25 at the half. Anna was led in scoring by Riley Huelskamp with 9. They got 8 from Griffin Dosick, and then they dropped down to 5 from Bart Bixler, 4 each from Wyatt Bensman and Drew Broadman, and a 3 from Mason Platfoot. They scored 15 and 18, 33 to 25 is our halftime score.
And Wyatt Bensman shaken up a lower leg injury in that second quarter. Did not appear to be very serious. We might see him later on in this game. May not. Who knows? He could be saved for Anna's next Shelby County League game.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a rolled ankle, you know, there's things you can do. I couldn't tell if he rolled it or if he came down flat foot. Sometimes that really jars you and does a little knee damage. But,
right.
You know, so I'm not going to speculate because I have no idea. I know he went to the locker room. He was not on the bench after the injury.
That's our halftime report. Anna up by 8. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal highlights student academic success here on Scores. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Tonight we highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each school. For Anna, it's sophomore cheerleader Brianna Holtzapple. Brianna is the daughter of John and Jen. Perfect 4-point GPA. Listen to the list of clubs and activities. FTA, SAD, French Club, the musical called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Eco Warriors, gymnastics team at the Sydney Y, youth group at church, FCCLA. Not sure about her college choice. She's just a sophomore. She'd like to pursue veterinary science. For Layman Catholic, we highlight Lauren Larger. She is a senior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Mark and Maria, National Honor Society, Envirothon, volleyball, mock trial, outfielder for the softball team, academia, Cavs for a cure in pro-life. And she'll study psychology at Ohio State. For Anna, Brianna Holtzapple, sophomore cheerleader, and for Layman, Lauren Larger, a senior cheerleader, recognized tonight by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We are about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter tonight here at Anna. Anna Rockets lead the Layman Catholic Cavaliers 33-25. We'd like to let you know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. The same fine menu, same superb food. New ownership and management, Carl Arns, is now in charge. Congratulations to Carl. He will do a fine job, already has, replacing Joyce and Dale Barhorst, who were outstanding during their tenure of 12 years, owning and running Brookins in Fort Loramie. Thank you, Joyce and Dale, very much. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. How about Brookins for some roasted chicken, plus many specialty sandwiches and pizza and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins. Brookens-USA.com. Again, kudos to Carl Arns, new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Congratulations to him. We are also online on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/Shelby, C-O-V-S-O. And in Rushi, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. And thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, owned by Jolene Rinderly. The Jewelry Barn is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. It's the diamond in the rough. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, a nice three-pointer by Anna in the opening seconds of the third quarter. Mason Flatfoot, after several passes, got a very good look, and he drained the shot, boosting the Rockets to a 36-25 lead. 7:24 left here in the third quarter. Anna's biggest advantage fairly late in that second period was a dozen. It's now 11. And Anna's three-quarter court pressure, Chuck, has created problems for Lehman Catholic.
Lehman's turned it, and it's not helping him any not having Gilardi out there on the point, that's for sure.
Elliot Gilardi out. Internal matter for Lehman Catholic. Austin Foat out. Internal issue for Anna. Wyatt Benzman injured in the second quarter for Anna, not on the floor, starting the third. And here's another long bomb by Cameron Lee. My, he's got outstanding form. He shoots through another one from three-point territory. And countering his flat foot for Anna, it is in and out, no good, 21-footer. Rebound tipped away to Bixler, on top to Hilskamp, to Flatfoot. No-look pass, baseline right to Dosek. Wraparound below the rim to Bixler, right back to Dosek. Lehman gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds.
They're trying to throw some really tight passes in the lane down there. They need to kind of spread, get a little spread on there, get some better spacing.
Yeah, it's clustered, and it's real difficult to give it up cleanly to a teammate when there's that much congestion. Here's a long three by Hilskamp after the inbounds pass. It is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound, Lehman. Good effort, Cavaliers. It goes on the play to Bryce Kennedy. To Lee again. Lee is about three or four steps over the center line. He chucked one up, missed it, hit the back rim. Anna counters. 15-footer, Blackfoot. It lipped the rim. Look at the stick back by Bixler. What a play by Bart. He's listed at 5'10". What would you say about that, Chuck?
I would say
5'8 and a half.
Yeah.
What a play, though. He is quite the courageous young man. Good play by Bixler. Cameron Lee at the elbow on the right for Lehman. Jumping, shooting. It is no good. Rebound by Lehman. Long three outside the arc on the left. Good! That was a beauty. Heaved in from downtown. Is that Preston Rogers?
Preston Rogers, yep. He's got 7 points now.
Yeah, I like his jumper. He and Lee have fine form. Here's Brodman going out high. Long 17-footer for him by Anna. No good. Hard. Rebound Flatfoot. Outside the arc on the left at Hilskamp. Shot a little crooked off to the left. Long rebound. Flatfoot again. Kerplunk off the rim. Rebound comes down to Lehman's Bryce Kennedy.
He had three attempts, and they all were threes.
7-point game. Make it a 5-point game. Lehman runs the floor. A good dish off. Low on the left. And the field goal made by the Cavaliers, who've cut the Anna lead all the way down to five. The last bucket poured in on the play. Who got it for Lehman?
That was Connor O'Leary.
Yeah, Connor O'Leary freed himself up low in the left as Lehman beat pressure and made Anna pay. 5-point lead, Rockets, 5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And nice resilience being shown here by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Good bounce back.
I see Benzman back.
Uh-huh.
He's getting ready to come back in the basketball game. I don't think if this thing was going to stay double digits, I don't think we would have seen him. But like you said, Lehman is coming back. It's a 5-point game.
3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna 38, Lehman Catholic 33. The Cavaliers have given a very good account of themselves here tonight. Lehman came into the game with a losing record, a mark of 6-9, 3-2 in the Northwest Central Conference, which obviously is not nearly as stringent as the Shelby County League. But Lehman's own defense has thwarted Anna at times, and Lehman finally solved Anna's pressure and capitalized and has gotten a couple easy hoops. Lehman's made a nice share of three-pointers, and it's a five-point game. Anna possession, Nesbitt on the floor. Ball thrown short corner right to Flatfoot. Cross court to Benzman. Pull-up jumper from 10. He drills it. Nice move by Benzman. Anna's trying to make use of that short corner on the baseline to suck Lehman's zone down to the boundary below the basket to free up someone else. Here's a steal at midcourt by Dosik. Dosik drives left-handed. Got it for Anna. Almost another steal by Yulskamp. Boy, the pressure for Anna has caused Lehman to wilt at key times in this game. Lehman had it down to five. Now Anna's back up to nine. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of this game. Lehman forecourt to her right. It is Preston Rogers falling down. He's tied up by Anna. Diving in there is Bixler. Arrow favors Lehman, which will keep it. 42-33 Rockets. Again, so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and Wells Brothers Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna. It's grown to include eight expanding divisions. Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, thank you so much, Kurt Wells, all the staff and associates at Wells Brothers Inc. Cameron Lee, fadeaway jumper, foul line for Lehman. Good defense by Anna. Cameron Lee says a Rocket got a piece of it.
He either got hit on the elbow or the shot was touched because he's not going to shoot the ball that poorly.
Ball went out of bounds. It was a 15-footer, traveled about 14 feet. The officials didn't see clearly what happened, and the ball goes over to Anna. Rockets catch a break, up nine with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. At midcourt, it's Yulskamp on the bounce. Still his own defense from Lehman. Right side to Benzman. Yulskamp goes into the post to Dosik on the arc to Benzman. He guns. Short, no good. Strong rebound, Brodman. Shot fake, might have shuffled. He did.
Yeah, he was getting ready to put that up. He had Lee in his face, and he, instead of, he did the ball fake, which was okay. Moved both his feet.
Tell you what, Lehman Catholic, Chuck, has some very good-looking pieces out there on the floor. Now, this is a team to be reckoned with in the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional tournament.
Well, you can't take them lightly. Anytime you got Lee out there, you got somebody who can score some points.
Here's a drive by Lee into traffic in the lane. A lot of bodies. No foul called. Ball went up over the window, high on the backboard. Rebound down to Anna. Foul against Lehman over top.
That was the correct call.
Picked up by Preston Rogers. Anna will bring it down. The lead is 9. Lehman is going to need a basket or two here pretty quickly to keep Anna from taking this out to 13 or 15 points. Yulskamp top of the circle, left side to Benzman. Zone shades against him. Oh, there's a good
nice
look.
Move.
Oh, Dosik. Dosik at the mid post hit Rodman below the basket. He used the rim as a shield and made a nifty reverse layup. 2 points, Rodman, 44-33. Anna up 11. Top of the circle, Preston Rogers for Lehman. Fakes right, goes left. Down the left side of the lane, all the way to the cup. Banked it in on the dead run. Woo, what a maneuver. Like the looks of Preston Rogers along with Cameron Lee. Keep in mind now, no Elliot Gilardi missing tonight's game for Lehman. Oh, here's good ball movement again. Rodman, right corner, dumps it down short corner to Benzman. He's freed up, and he banks one in off the window. 46-35. In favor of Anna. Here's Cameron Lee all the way down the floor in a flurry, a teardrop in the lane. No good. Rebound by Anna. They kick it down to Benzman. Straight away behind the arc. Look out. Swish! He's got it. Wyatt Benzman knocks down the trifecta. We've got a 14-point spread now. Anna leads it. 2 minutes left in the third on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And as we've told you about earlier tonight, Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, features the family value meals and a few different choices in between, too. Frisch's cooks up a meal that answers all your questions. If you say, what's for dinner tonight? Well, Frisch's can respond. All dinners served with a dinner roll and a choice of two sides. How about the hand-breaded chicken tenders dinner? The chicken Italian dinner, the seafood market platter dinner, all at Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. And kids eat free on Monday nights at Troy in February. Well, Lehman Catholic had possession, turned it over. Anna's got it right back up 14. An opportunity to extend the lead even further. Bixler near side to Hilskamp. Zone defense employed by Lehman. Left corner throw, Bixler. Pried away from him, out of bounds, off a Lehman Catholic defender. Bryce Kennedy stiff-armed that ball out of bounds. Anna throws in Bixler, Hilskamp. Short corner, Brodman. On top, Bixler. Outside the arc to Benzman. He flings another one. Got it again. Wyatt Benzman strikes from three-point land.
Has a 10-point quarter going. I think he's played about half the quarter.
And he got charged up by the little push you gave him on the air, Chuck.
Yeah, I'd like to think that. He's just a heck of a basketball player.
Isn't he, though? 52-35, Anna, by 17. Here's Lehman Catholic weaving out high. We've got a travel call. Well, empty possessions left and right by Lehman here in the last half of the third quarter, costing the Cavaliers dearly, and Anna has swelled the lead to 17 points, 52-35. This was an eight-point game at the halftime break. In fact, at one point, it was down to 38-33. It was a five-point game. So a 14-2 run by Anna over the last 3 minutes.
Since Bixler came back into basketball. Not Bixler, I mean Benzman.
30 feet away on the right, it's Bixler. Near side, Benzman. Lobs into traffic in the lane. Ill-advised throw intended for Dosik. Broken up by Lehman. Here come the Cavaliers down the floor. Three-on-two break. Layup is in. Bryce Kennedy on the finish.
Rogers.
That was Preston Rogers, 15-5. Here's a misfire by Anna. Rebound by Dosik in the paint. He's hacked on the play by Lehman, and Dosik will get two. Lehman Catholic's numbers are blue or black.
Yeah.
On blue.
Yeah, they're not easy to read.
With some fine yellow highlighting around the numerals.
Yeah, from the back, it's easier to read. The front stuff, they're smaller.
Yeah. 46.9 to go here in the third. Anna leads it by 15. Free throw Dosik in. 53-37 in favor of the Rockets.
And Lehman has still not been to the free throw line in the game.
That's quite amazing.
No fouls on the Rockets again.
In again, but Dosik, how many fouls against Anna the entire night?
Oh, no more than three or four.
That's right. Because it was 5 or 6-0. In terms of fouls, for better than 50% of the first half. Lehman's got the ball down 17. Three-point try, Cavaliers, outside the arc on the left. It is no good. Kennedy way short. Rebound, Anna, behind the back of the pass.
Wow.
Benzman to the finisher. Layup, Bixler got it. Wow.
That was a tough pass in traffic.
That was a circus pass by Benzman. And you're right. There were blue shirts around him. And he dealt it behind his hip. Bixler closed it out. 19-point game. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's a fadeaway shot by Kennedy. Bouncing. No good. Buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the third quarter. Anna with a spurt. Rockets have stretched out that 8-point halftime lead to 19 at the end of three on scores broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Anna, Layman Catholic Possession, starting the fourth quarter, and here's a throwaway. Bad pass out of bounds to Anna.
Lee left his feet to shoot it. He was guarded, and he tried to find somebody on the baseline. There was nobody there.
Here come the Rockets to midcourt. Anna owned a 33-25 halftime bulge, and it has been opened up to 19. We begin play here in the fourth. Benzman, top of the circle. Still a zone defense from Layman Catholic.
Yeah, I don't think they can play man.
25 feet away, it is Platfoot. Now to Bixler. Baseline, short corner, Brodman. Rockets taking seconds off the clock. In the driver's seat, up 19. Brodman, elbow on the right, finds Dosik, short corner, low on the right, up and in for two.
If you don't think that you can play man-to-man, you need to switch your zone up a little bit because Anna is just finding holes in this thing now.
Here's Cameron Lee, straight away, long three-pointer, clangs off the rim, no good. Inside rebound, missed, foul against Anna. And we've got a couple of free throws for Layman, finally.
Yep, fourth quarter, going to shoot two.
At the stripe, Preston Rogers for the Cavs.
That's O'Leary, Connor O'Leary.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connor O'Leary in, 55, not 15. Connor is 6'4", junior. And he shoots the free throw up and in, 58-38. Initial point, fourth quarter for Layman. Connor O'Leary, the 6'4", junior, strong on that shot. Brodman and Benzman go up for the rebound. And it's volleyballed off to Wyatt. He hands to Bixler. Head of the key. Left side pass to Platfoot, 25 feet away. Oh, mid-post, it goes to Dosik. Low on the left of Brodman. Reverses up and in. Strong play by Brodman. He's done that a few times tonight.
Absolutely. And what good ball move. I mean, they are just finding the holes in that zone.
Yep. Anna has gone to school against this repeated zone defense by Layman. Here's a kick ball by Anna in the forecourt.
What's a playing soccer, though? That would have been a heck of a play right there by Platform.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice takeaway. Good defensive takeaway in soccer. Clamp down on the top of that ball with your shoe. Here's a fadeaway foul line jumper off the back iron by Connor O'Leary. He follows, goes to the cup, and lays it in. Very good effort by Connor O'Leary of Layman. First field goal for the Cavs. In about 4.5 to 5 minutes. Here's Benzman out high. Finds a man low down in the block. It's caught by Dosik. He's challenged and fouled. Stopping the clock with 6:08 to go here in the fourth. And Anna in the lead, 60-40 over Layman. This was a 38-33 game after the first few minutes or so of the third quarter. Ball lobbed in, out back to Platfoot for Anna. There's a lengthy launch by him, 24-footer off to the left, no good, rebound Layman. It was 38-33. Since then, 22-7. Anna's outscored Layman by 15 in the last 6 or 7 minutes. Here's a steal by Anna, bust out the other way. Mark Bixler's got the easy one for the Anna Rockets, who explode to a 62-40 lead. Here's a long three by Layman. Swish from way downtown.
I'm going to find the number here in a second. Okay, that was Rogers again.
Good-looking throw up by Preston Rogers.
He's got 14.
Yep, he set himself. Outstanding follow-through, feet right beneath him. And he chucked it in from downtown. Benjamin to Brodman again, low on the left. Brodman going either side of the rim for easy deuces. He gets two more for Anna.
I got my whip out because I'm going to beat this dead horse. They need to get out of that zone or at least change it to something besides a 2-3.
5 minutes to go in the fourth. Here's a long three by Kennedy. Much too hard, no good. He follows, gets the rebound, reverses up and in. Nice play, Kennedy, for Lehman. 64-45. Anna leads by 19. 4:50 left to go here in the fourth.
Okay, they're playing man-to-man now.
Yep, here's Flatfoot. Here's Brodman. Bexler goes baseline left around one man, another. Blocked, but a foul. Over the back went Logan Bunker. And at the stripe, Bixler for Anna. He'll shoot two. Clock halts at 4:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna Rockets come right back tomorrow night. It's a double weekend outside the Shelby County League for Anna. Long trek down to my territory. In fact, east of me, a good 25 to 30 miles east of me, Anna is at Jamestown Greenview tomorrow night.
That is a trip.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have to leave after this game.
And then next Friday night, Anna's at Botkins. A week from tomorrow night, Anna's at Fort Loramie. That's a makeup game.
I'm looking forward to that one.
And Anna closes out February 16th at home against Fairlawn. Bixler at the stripe makes two, right, Chuck?
Yes.
Here's a long three try, right corner by Lehman. It is no good by Kennedy. Hit the heel. Long rebound, though, collected by the Cavaliers. Down to 4:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Bad pass, Lehman. Intended for Cameron Lee, low on the right. Rogers misfires, and it goes out of bounds. 66-45, Anna in the lead. Meanwhile, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers are in the middle of a double weekend themselves, playing tomorrow night back home against Bradford. There's a long three-pointer missed by Anna. Rebound Brodman. It hangs on the rim, comes off. Brodman gets it back and throws it away right to Kennedy. Long lead out, Kennedy. Hits a man in stride. Layup, good. Nice running shot to the rim by Preston Rogers. He's got two more for Lehman. 66-47. Here comes Anna back down the floor. Blackfoot left corner. 3:40 left to go in the game. Anna leads by 19. Blackfoot fakes left, goes right. Little pick and roll with Dosik. Dosik powers to the basket for two. Anna having a field day offensively now, getting a lot of good close-in looks.
Well, I kind of see why they don't play man-to-man.
Deep in the right corner, Kennedy for Lehman. On the dribble, into traffic, and Hillskamp swipes it. Riley down the floor, and he scores all the way to the rim and a foul against Lehman. Hillskamp blitzed his way from right to left. Boy, he went flashing across your computer screen or your phone. And he made a steal, and he was at the other end right now for a basket. Foul called against Lehman. Cavalier head coach Tim Gleason gets a timeout. It's Anna 70, Lehman 47, 3:15 to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Thank you. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. For information about your benefits, call 498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. Anna missing the 1-and-1. Lehman gets the rebound, comes down the floor to the left corner, shoots a long three. It is no good. Rebound, Lehman, deflected by Anna. Touch last by Lehman, and it goes out of bounds to the Rockets, who make wholesale changes with 2:49 left to go in this game. And now, Chuck, our lineup roster sheet will be challenged.
Yeah, we'll just make some names up.
It's going to be challenged. Lehman Catholic on the dribble out front. Here is a weave to Michael Denning, 6 foot junior. Jump shot from the right flank, no good. And Anna scurries to get the rebound. Cameron Stewart, 6 foot sophomore, tracked it down.
Good JV player.
Yep, he will be a key component next year. Count on that. Rockets working it slowly out high, 25 feet away. Bounce pass baseline left by Anna. Intercepted by Lehman in backcourt foul against the Rockets. And that is only the second foul on Anna in this entire second half.
That's only the sixth foul on either team here. I like the way these guys are calling this game.
Yeah, this has been a quickly played contest all night long. It's been brisk. Very few whistles. And not many stoppages at all. Lehman's got the ball deep in the left corner inside the arc. Here's a jump shot, short, no good. Rebounded nicely by Carter Elliott of Anna. Stolen away by Lehman. Shot blocked below the rim. Bryce Meyer, 6'4 sophomore, got his mitts on it. Ball went out of bounds, then off Lehman. Minute 55 to go in the fourth. We're stuck at 70-47. Both head coaches, Nate Barhorst, Anna, Tim Gleason, Lehman Catholic, substituting freely here in the last 2 to 3 minutes. On the arc, Carter Elliott gives it up to Stewart. On the weave to Bryce Meyer. Long three try by Anna, right corner, short, no good. Oh, look at the offensive glass work on the interior by Meyer. Shot blocked by Lehman, run out the other way. Foul from the backside against the Anna Rockets. And it's Brendan O'Leary, I think. Is that number one at the line for Lehman?
Yeah, there's no four, so it's got to be one.
It was Brendan O'Leary, 5'10 sophomore on the breakaway for Lehman. He's got two free throws coming. It is in and out, no good. Minute 31 remaining, fourth quarter. Anna 70, Lehman 47. Lehman will drop to 6-10 on the year. The three-game win streak will be snapped. And Anna Rockets get back on the winning side of the ledger here tonight after losing to Rushi on Tuesday. Anna now 14-4. Of course, still 7-2 in the Shelby County League. Three games in the SCAL tonight. Botkins was at Rushi. Fairlawn was at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie was at Houston. We have a missed free throw by Lehman.
And
rebound
intentional
Anna.
Foul.
Foul Lehman, and the score on the scoreboard still reads 70-47. Anna, that's the way it's been since about 2.5 minutes were left in this game. Stewart hit the stripe for the Rockets.
Yeah, they called this an intentional foul. He just took two hands and shoved him out of bounds.
Oh.
So he's going to shoot two free throws and then get the ball back.
So it will be Cameron Stewart at the stripe for the Anna Rockets. Gives us the opportunity to tell you all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We spoke about the Jewelry Barn owned by Jolene Rinderly earlier tonight. Jolene runs a great shop. Fine combination of qualified staff, high-quality jewelry, superb pricing, very affordable. The Jewelry Barn will provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering watch link adjustment appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. So come in and check us out at the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader The Jewelry Barn in Rushi is at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. It is the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Phone 526-5557, 937-526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. The Jewelry Barn, great combination of price and outstanding jewelry and jewelry repair, too. 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. 70-47, Anna leading with the ball. Here is Meyer, Stewart, hits Carter Elliott in the lane. Short bank shot, no good. Fadeaway shot, baseline left. Hit the side of the backboard by Carter Elliott. That's because he was hindered and fouled. And he'll shoot two with 51.2 to remaining. 51.2 to go here in the fourth. And it's been a 23-point lead. Same score, 70-47 for Anna. For better than the last couple minutes. Free throw by Elliott is in. That alters the score, 71-47. Up and out, no good. Hit the rim, backboard, spun, came off. 24-point lead for Anna, the Rockets' biggest. This was a 38-33 game. 3 minutes into the third quarter. 5 minutes left in the third, and it was 38-33. Since then, 33-14 Anna over the last quarter and a half or so. Here's Lehman shooting a long three from the left wing. Short, no good. Strong rebound on the play, but Bryce Meyer of Anna with 20 seconds to go. Rockets come down the floor, dribble it to the timeline under the instruction of head coach Nate Barhorst, and that'll do it. The Rockets come back tonight after losing to Rushi on Tuesday and down the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who held in there for two and a half quarters tonight. As I noted seconds ago, this was a 38-33 game, Anna well into the third period. And then Anna's pressure bit Lehman Catholic and bit the Cavaliers hard. And then Anna started to work against the Lehman zone. The Cavaliers were in it for a great length of time. And Anna went to school against that Lehman zone eventually, and pulled away to win this game by 24 after it was only a five-point contest at about the midway mark of that third period. Rockets bounce back tonight to earn a victory to vault to 14-4 on the year. Lehman Catholic now 6-10. Both teams play tomorrow, as I noted earlier. Lehman is at Jamestown Greenview, or I should say Anna is at Jamestown Greenview, and Lehman Catholic is home to Bradford. We'll return to wrap it up tonight here at Anna in a moment. 24-point win, Cavaliers. I'm mixing myself all up. Lehman wishes a 24-point win. Anna, 71-47 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney on Route 25A, can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, plus more. Barker Insurance, the most valued agency in the region again. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, phone 937 492-1857, 492-1857, Barker Insurance. And don't forget, Goffney Furniture, outstanding, high-quality furniture, priced to meet your budget's needs. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, that's Michigan Avenue, Route 47, west of I-75. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Chuck, a quick summary of the scoring. Anna led it all stops, 15-12, was up by 8 at the half, then spurted to a 19-point cushion after 3. Winning it easily by 24 points.
Well, it was 38-33, and Wyatt Bensman came back off the bench in the last half of the third quarter. He scored 10 of his 14 points right there in that stretch, and they pushed the lead out to, like you said, to 19. And then he didn't play much after that. They didn't look back, so they weren't going to take a chance.
But you're right, Wyatt helped swing the game.
Oh, yeah, he came out there and he scored. He had 2 threes and 2 twos in that period. Lehman led in scoring by Rogers with 16 and Lee with 16. On the other side, 16 was the hot number tonight. Dosick had 16. Bensman had 14. He got 13 from Bixler and 11 from Huelskamp and 10 from Brodman. That's five young men in double figures for the Rockets, and that's kind of how they play. Mm-hmm. The Clancy's players of the game for Lehman, I'm going to go with Preston Rogers, 5'11 senior. He scored 16 points, 12 of them in the second half. And on the other side, I went with Griffin Dosick, and I went with Riley Huelskamp. Huelskamp was a spark plug tonight.
Sure was. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Shout outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Gratitude to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. And gratitude to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Gem in Rushi, Ohio. And Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. Thank you, Kurt Wells. The Wells Brothers Inc. organization has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, thank you very much. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, along with Custom Foam Products, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. Don't forget, children eat free on Mondays at Troy Frisch's from 5 to 8. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot, the in-between, located just south of Botkins. Food is not in-between. It is out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. And the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Ron Mooney in Huber Heights is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow at 2:10, when we bring you the Anna at Botkins girls game. This is Jack Kramer bidding you good night from here at Anna, where the Rockets have downed the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 71-47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.